Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Very good evening to you. My name is Pimelo Modena. Thank you so much for being with us. Welcome to Point of View. We're going to be together until 10, just after 9:30. We're going to have our favourite, the book feature, and we've got wonderful, wonderful reads for you. Recommendations from your poor children to those of you who are trying to get a hold of your money situation to absolutely, absolutely everything for everybody. So stay tuned for that. That's going to happen at 9:30. But I want to start here. Today, there was a Department of Correctional Services briefing Parliament, and that's on its action plan to comply with the remedial actions of the Public Protector on its report on the escape of Thabo Bester from Mangaung Correctional Services. We all remember that. And on the line with us this evening is a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, Khomotso Ramolobeng. Thank you so much for making time for us. A very good evening to you, and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to the listeners at home, and thank you for having me.
Just maybe let's talk a little bit about, you know, the genesis of this this conversation, and it's stemming from the fact that there was a public report, a public protector report with some recommendations to the Department of Correctional Services. Were you satisfied with how they responded to how they're dealing with the recommendations from the report?
I think let's start on this point, Pimelo, that what we appreciated as the Portfolio Committee is that the department was able to adhere to the remedial actions that the Public Protector had requested with the timelines and deadlines that the Public Protector would have requested submission from the department. And that's the first thing. The second thing is that when we met with the department, it was to get a clear direction whether they had adhered to those timelines, which they did, and secondly, also get the reports that they would have submitted to the Public Protector so that the Portfolio Committee can have a sense of what is it that the department would have submitted to the Public Protector. And based on that, the Portfolio Committee had input and insights on the report itself. That was submitted to the Public Protector. So I would say not entirely we were satisfied with the report, but we were able to engage on what was submitted and put our view as the Portfolio Committee on those reports.
I mean, let's talk a little bit about your views on the report and their own submissions to, because basically the submissions were a strategy that they were going to put forward in how they're going to mitigate some of the issues that they have. Some of your inputs that you thought were necessary?
Look, what we have emphasized is that the department must make sure that the strategies that they've put in place or they want to are going to implement in the department needs to be implemented across all correctional facilities, and those ideas must be realized, because there is this idea of putting things into theory, but when you need to practicalize them, it doesn't happen. So it must be a true sense of what is going to enrolled throughout correctional facilities. That's one. And the security systems in terms of trying to prevent escapes, it must be something that it becomes an urgent matter. It must be intensified. And the gaps that are there in the report when they present it, they need to be dealt with so that we must evolve, because of some of the strategies would have been strategies that would have been used 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So we need to evolve because of what worked 10 years ago in a correctional facility. And it might be 15 years ago. It can work now, because now we're equally facing a lot of overcrowding in correctional facilities, which puts our officials in harm's way. So these are some of the gaps that would have spoken to say the strategies might look good, but there is a harm way on officials, because the ratio of official and offender is quite worrying, and which might project security threats or risk to officials that are supposed to supervise inmates in correctional facilities. So those are some of the gaps that were identified or inputs that the Portfolio Committee would have made towards the department when it made a submission, that they need to go back, relook some of this, and then re-strategize and then work on them in the department. Yes, they might not be part of what was submitted to the public protector, but they need to evolve with the times and put in place those systems so that whatever we do on the left in trying to mitigate escapes, also we don't find ourselves losing officials in the process.
The sense I also get, though, is that perhaps there's a lot of emphasis, and I understand that's obviously because there was a specific report by them responding to the public protector. But the focus being on Maungaung Correctional Services, for me, makes me slightly uncomfortable in the sense that, you know, can there be an overall overhaul of how we are reviewing the systems in all prisons? And I know that they're not all managed by the same, you know, company, but and others are privately run. But there is a concern that perhaps we need to have a much broader consultation on what needs to be done with security in the prisons.
There must be something that needs to be done in correctional facilities in terms of security. And if one of the stressing points of the portfolio committee, which was last year and even last week when the department appeared before the portfolio committee, it was on the security systems that are in correctional facilities, which we refer to as the integrated security system, the ISS. But it needs to be enrolled in all facilities. Currently, it's not enrolled in all facilities. So they still need to give us a report on how many facilities the integrated security system is enrolled in and how many they still yet to enroll on them. Because of if that gets to be intensified, it will find, will mitigate escapes or any security threats that are in correctional facilities. Because the system itself is quite, it's quite broad, and it's this new technology systems that are new, IT related. Look, Maungaung, you have two facilities which are triple P's, which are privately public owned, which is Maungaung Correctional Facility and Kutama's in Tumola in Thohoyandou. It's only two facilities which are managed by private securities or companies.
Yes.
The security systems in these two facilities are quite good. There's nothing that you can, you can't have an entry into the facility and exit without you being without you being seen. Your movements inside are controlled somewhere by someone in the control room. So they have good, efficient security systems. The problem we have is corruption of officials that come into play and manipulate the system in assisting inmates to either escape or to engage in illegal activities inside facilities. So these are some of the matters that we equally would have raised with the department that they need to put their foot down on.
Because for me, I mean, there are some really interesting innovations here. There's a talk of a hotline and an anonymous anti-corruption reporting system and all of that. But again, that hotline and that reporting system goes directly to the very same people we are not sure can manage corruption in their system.
That's true. That's true. But with the strategies that the department has put, we can't fault everyone. We can't say all officials are corrupt or all of them would be the ones that sell the information to inmates that are implicated in the whistleblowing of a case and so forth. There are still officials that abide by the law and do things correctly. But what the strategies that the department were presenting on is to try to tighten some of the loopholes that are there. You could remember, Pimelo, that the issue of Thabo Bester equally, there was a whistleblower. In that process, they were inmates. And some of those inmates who were the ones that were able to notify officials that the body that is burned is not of Thabo Bester, but he has escaped. Through some of the strategies, some of them, their identities are still not known, and they're kept in safe spaces for the sake of their lives. Others are known because of they might have indicated to Pimelo that this is not Thabo Bester and so forth and so on. And not knowing that Pimelo is part of those who are assisting in the state, and whom Pimelo will then jeopardize their safety.
And for me, I guess, and I don't expect everybody to have answers. These are just things we're all grappling with. It's part of the problem, right? So there were whistleblowers, yes, that were brave enough to come out and say, no, we can add to this information, to this puzzle and so on. But initially, this was leaked by the general public outside. So there must be a sense that people may also have that element of fear, as you are saying, because I don't know. I don't know who I'm speaking to. I don't know how corrupt the official I'm talking to is. And I may be thinking I'm speaking to someone who's upright, but maybe not. That element of fear still exists. And that's something that, you know, everybody has to grapple with.
That's true. Yes, the story might have broken by society or community outside, but the real people who were pushing on it were whistleblowers or inmates in the facility. And when they realize that where they are pushing, they might be pushing on doors that are assisting, their lives were now in danger. Somehow, somewhere, they managed to penetrate to someone else whom, ideally, when the story broke, you were able to put two and two together. And that's why I'm saying now some of them have been taken to safer space, but they're still in prison. It's just that they might not still be in Mangaung for the sake of their lives as whistleblowers. So the report or the strategy that the department came to the portfolio committee on, which will not be elaborative on them because of some of this, they can't be known to the public.
I understand
including the security detail. They can't be known to the public because of once you get into that space, like for instance, today, the I've learned when I left the portfolio committee, or during the portfolio committee, that our portfolio committee is live.
It was live.
I didn't know that it was live. Yeah. So you can't have a security detail on how you're going to prevent escapes, how you're going to safeguard the lives of whistleblowers being fully blown to the public and be known. It means you are saying, including those officials who are corrupt, who are assisting inmates, they now plan against you on how to make sure that you are unable to catch them or to caught them at their act, including inmates. You must remember, not all inmates in prisons might have their murderers or rapists, or they've done theft or anything. Some is through money laundering they're in prison. Some is through these scams that people are being scammed about. So you still have intelligent people in prisons, and it doesn't stop them to think of other ways to do crime or other ways to scam or do fraudulent matters even when they're inside. Mm-hmm. And what they do, which is the quickest, they think of these ideas and give it to officials. Then the officials are implementers of that because of, I'm not satisfied with the 10,000 I'm getting every month, so I need another extra 10,000 on the side.
I appreciate you giving us your time. And I understand, I mean, the sensitivity of that information. That's why I didn't think it was appropriate to get into the details. But yes, you know, hopefully Parliament will not be taking you live next time when you have such a detailed report being, you know, being discussed. But thank you very much for talking to us. This is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, Khomozo Ramolobeng, just giving us an update on their conversation today on the briefing that Correctional Services had with them after they had to submit a report and a strategy to the public protector. The public protector had recommendations. They had 90 days to come up with a strategy to prevent escapes in correctional services facilities. They then had to look at some of those strategies and add some of their inputs to it. So it's a journey. It's not perfect, but as she says, you know, we're going to have to come back here very, very soon.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.